Oasis Audio presents The Robot Ransom by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, Robot Ready. Benny Alden knelt on the floor of the boxcar, nose to nose with a 1-foot-tall robot.
"Hi, Dogbot," he said.
"Arf!"
The robot barked and rolled back and forth on its wheels. 6-year-old Benny laughed.
"I see why you call it Dogbot. It doesn't look like a dog, but it barks like one."
His brother Henry grinned.
"We modeled the robot after a search and rescue dog. The barking is just for fun."
At 14, Henry was the oldest of the Alden siblings. 12-year-old Jesse nodded.
"Search and rescue dogs affected our design, but our robot doesn't have to look like a real dog."
The robot backed away from Benny and began exploring the room. When Dogbot got to a wall, it turned. Soon the robot dog got close to the Alden's real dog, a wire fox terrier named Watch. Dogbot let out another friendly,
"Arf!"
Watch just backed into a corner and growled. Violet, who was 10, hurried to give Watch a hug.
"Don't worry. We would never replace you with a robot dog."
Watch licked her face and then turned to look suspiciously at Dogbot. The children laughed.
"Watch knows that's not a real dog," said Benny.
Henry checked the time on his phone.
"Is everyone ready to leave?"
"We have the robot and the laptop," said Jesse.
"Our suitcases are in the house," said Violet. "I helped Benny pack."
"All right,"
said Henry, picking up Dogbot.
"Say goodbye to the boxcar for a few days."